Rick Baker created some of the most memorable movie monsters of the past four decades, including an American werewolf in London. And Disney's Maleficent.
Well,
Baker won 7 Oscars for makeup and is now retired, sort of. He just released a 2-volume book titled Metamorphosis. Here's NPR's Mandalit Del Barco.
One of the 7 Oscars Rick Baker won was for transforming actor Martin Landau into Dracula's Bela Lugosi in the movie Ed Wood.
Trick or
treat! I'm so scared, little boy.
In the L.A. enclave Toluca Lake, Rick Baker answers his door wearing a T-shirt that says, "I'd rather be making monsters." Inside, his house-turned studio is packed with gorilla skull casts, monster sculptures, life masks of gruesome victims. There's a mysterious room that looks from a distance like Dr. Frankenstein's laboratory.
It's a room that you probably shouldn't go in.
Oh. Okay.
Baker's massive book documents his long career, starting when he was a 10-year-old kid making monster masks in his bedroom. He was fascinated with the 1931 Frankenstein movie.
I wasn't afraid of him. You know, I felt the sympathy for the monster, and he didn't ask to be made. And it was kind of like a kid, a misfit kid.
Filmmaker Guillermo del Toro has called Rick Baker the greatest monster kid ever to be born. He went from making his own Super 8 movies to working on the claymation TV show Davy and Goliath.
Davy!
To helping with special effects on The Exorcist. To creating the giant gorilla for the 1976 film King Kong. Baker even wore the suit to play the part of King Kong, though his acting was not credited. Baker says he had to fight to get into Hollywood's makeup union.
The business rep of the union told me to give up. He said, "You're never going to get in." He said, "You have to be born into this." I mean, it was discouraging, but it was like, you know what? I'm going to show these guys.
Baker's talent and persistence paid off. In 1982, he won the first ever Academy Award for Best Makeup and Hairstyling for An American Werewolf in London.
The big payoff was seeing his face stretch out and change, you know, right before your eyes.
After that, the film's director, John Landis, asked Baker to create the makeup for the now classic Thriller video. Baker turned Michael Jackson and his dancers into creatures of the night. He and his crew also were featured zombies.
I'm one of them, comes out of a tomb, and how amazing it was watching this amazing dance happen.
Baker also used some creature masks he had laying around his studio for the cantina scene in the 1977 Star Wars movie. Director Barry Sonnenfeld says Baker worked with him on all 3 Men in Black movies and Wild Wild West. He calls Baker a genius.
Rick thinks like a filmmaker and not exclusively like a creature designer or a brilliant makeup artist. He creates backstories for these aliens so that they're not just arbitrary.
Actor Vincent D'Onofrio says Baker spent months with him preparing his role as an alien bug disguised as a human in Men in Black.
He was attaching threads to my cheeks and stretching my face upwards and gluing it into positions. He will always go down as simply the best makeup artist ever.
At age 68, Rick Baker is still busy making monsters.
This is how I have fun, and I'm going to do this as long as I can. And that's one of the reasons I retired. I have things I want to make for myself.
Wait till the neighbors see what he has in store this Halloween. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.